This is Sarah Fishkoe. We're back for the second half of this 1985 Mostly Mozart concert here at Avery Fisher Hall. And in this second half, we'll be hearing music of Handel, Purcell, and Franz Joseph Haydn. Soprano Ari Mills will be singing two Handel arias. Mr. Marsalis will play a brief Purcell piece, and the full orchestra will perform the Haydn 77th Symphony under tonight's conductor, Raymond Leppard. We'll be starting with Tornami Vagheggiar from Handel's Alcina, with a libretto by Antonio Marchi after Ariosto's Orlando Furioso. It was first performed in London in 1735. The enchantress Alcina loves the knight Ruggiero, who is leaving her, and she sings, "Come back and look on me fondly. It is only you that this faithful soul wishes to love, my sweet dear. I have already given you my heart, and my love will be faithful, but you will be cruel, my dear hope." That from Alcina by Handel, Tornami Vagheggiar, an aria to be sung by Ari Mills in the second half of this concert at Avery Fisher Hall. We are awaiting the reappearance of Raymond Leppard with tonight's soloist. And here they are now, Ari Mills and Raymond Leppard, for a performance of Tornami Vagheggiar from Handel's Alcina.
Thank you.
The soprano Eri Mills, the piece Tornami Vagheggiar, an aria from Alcina of Handel, with the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra under Raymond Leppard, tonight's conductor. The American soprano Eri Mills opened this season in the New York City Opera's production of Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress, highlighting her schedule in the United States, where appearances with the Chicago and Montreal symphonies and a return engagement with the Houston Opera in the role of Pamina in The Magic Flute. She's taking baths now after that performance of Tornami Vagheggiar. A favorite at many of the major summer festivals, Miss Mills has appeared at Tanglewood, the Hollywood Bowl, Carnegie Hall's Serenades Festivals, and the Ravinia Festival.
Thank you.
soprano Ari Mills, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, and the conductor Raymond Leppard, with the Mostly Most Art Festival Orchestra. Sound the Trumpet, from the ode Come Ye Sons of Art Away, music of Purcell. The Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra is standing now for a big hand from the assembled crowd here at Avery Fisher Hall. Next, we're going to hear Let the Bright Seraphim from the Oratorio Samson by Handel, performed by Ari Mills and Wynton Marsalis. Samson, the oratorio that Handel completed 6 weeks after Messiah, was one of his greatest successes. It was written in 1741, but withheld for revision and performed for the first time at Covent Garden in London in February 1743. The text, adapted by Newburgh Hamilton from a Milton dramatic poem and other sources, is not a simple retelling of the familiar Bible story, but a psychological and spiritual study of Samson, his struggle to regain power, and his heroic self-sacrifice to save his people. As originally conceived, the oratorio ended with a funeral march and elegy for Samson, but when Handel revised it, he appended a cheerful finale in praise of Samson, the hero. In a moment, we'll hear Ari Mills and Wynton Marsalis perform Let the Bright Seraphim from the Oratorio Samson by Handel. Let the Bright Seraphim from the oratorio Samson of Handel, featuring the soloists Wynton Marsalis and Ari Mills. Again, Raymond Leppard conducted the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra here at Avery Fisher Hall. Next on this Mostly Mozart Festival concert here at Avery Fisher Hall, music of Franz Joseph Haydn, the concluding work, the Symphony No. 77 in B-flat. We know Haydn principally through the music of his later years. The symphonies of his middle life are very little known, yet when he wrote them, he was already acknowledged to be the greatest living composer. Beethoven was still a teenager, and Mozart was just a local Viennese phenomenon, although quite a phenomenon. Haydn wrote the symphonies we know as numbers 76, 77, and 78 in the year 1782 in anticipation of a visit to London where a noble impresario wished to present him in concert. The concert never did work out, but the invitation was a great honor. In 1783, Haydn offered the pieces to a Paris publisher, saying, "Last year I composed for the English gentleman three fine, beautiful, and not too long symphonies, all very easy to play and without too many solos. I assure you that they will have a stupendous sales." We are awaiting now the conductor, Raymond Leppard, who will lead the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra in a performance of the Symphony No. 77 in B-flat of Franz Joseph Haydn. And here he is now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thought to be the most distinguished, most original of the first London symphonies of Haydn, the Symphony No. 77 in B-flat. The concluding work in this Mostly Mozart Festival concert, in which Raymond Lepard led the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra. Mr. Lepard coming back now for another bow and asking the orchestra to stand. With this Haydn piece, we come to the end of this concert. This program has been made possible in part by grants from Bankers Trust Company and the National Endowment for the Arts. The executive producer for this broadcast is Andrew Berger. The producer is Allison Chernow, and our engineers are Chris Zay and Edward Hager. I'm Sarah Fishko. This program is a production of WNYC in New York.